Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday and happy October.
I know, so exciting. I love October.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Truly though. Oh no, is this how it's going to go this week?
I think this might how it go. Okay. Do we just start over? All right.
No, we're keeping it all. It all has to stay.
Oh yeah.
How you doing, Chels?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Doing great. This will be, next week you'll hear about my half marathon too, because that's when you'll actually hear about my half marathon.
I'm honestly so excited to hear how it goes. I really am.
Hope I don't disappoint everyone.
Yeah. Can't wait to be disappointed.
Yeah. But yeah, it's on Saturday. So tomorrow I run just like 3 miles, mm-hmm. and then Saturday I'll be doing 13.
Oh my gosh. Wait, no.
What?
Do you take Friday off?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Day before. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, it's not already Thursday.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Day before takeoff. So
when are you leaving? Friday?
Friday. Yep. And I'm leaving my kids with my in-laws, so I don't have to bring them with me.
Oh, nice.
So I get a whole 4-hour drive by myself. And then the evening with like my parents and a couple of my siblings. Nice. And then run the race, and then I'll get a 4-hour drive back by myself. It's going to be a vacation.
That will be really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I am very excited to hear how the half marathon goes.
Yeah. I'm excited to run it. I'm excited to get it over with in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's just like, I've been training since April.
Yeah.
So it's just been a really long time coming. And even though I'm running a half marathon, like I'm not a runner, mm-hmm. and like I am going to continue running after just because I feel like it's been good for me, but not to this like level, right?
Yeah, you won't be running 11 miles.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm excited for that. Like, it's time to get back to my normal schedule of weight training.
Yeah.
So,
no,
but yeah, aside from that and just like prepping, like, I don't really have a weekly update. Just, I did go shopping today because my mother was very concerned about these port, worker strikes.
What's going on? There's,
yeah, so there's a lot of, maybe I shouldn't tell Chelsea. There's a lot of,
my anxiety is spiking. The blood pressure is rising. What's wrong?
So basically there's a lot of port like union workers that are going on strike because they're demanding a pay raise. Honestly, I don't blame them. They get paid decently well, but like the wage they get paid is like barely livable these days. Like, it's sad to say, but like they all live near a port, so they usually live in more expensive places. So like $90,000 a year, if you have like a family, it's not horrible, but like also like $90,000 a year in Utah is like not great anymore. Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like it's livable, but it's not like, it's, that used to be like an amazing yearly wage. And now it's like, we can barely live off of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I get it. Like, I get why, you know, like they're doing it, but it is unfortunate because if they don't have enough workers at the ports, like we're not getting goods.
What does that
and
mean?
So,
no food?
You know,
is that why
you know how it is in
Walmart?
Utah.
Like why?
You know how it is. Everyone hears about it and then they run to the grocery store and pick everything up.
Do I need to go to Macy's tonight?
Before everyone finds out about this, I'm going to go and just get some diapers and wipes and a few things because I already know it's going to be a craze. And so I just wanted to get ahead of it a little bit. So I did that today. And under my mother's direction, she was like, you need to go get a few things.
Wait, I'm so literally having PTSD.
I know. It kind of gave me a little like COVID PTSD, but I don't think it'll be nearly as bad. I think it'll be fine. But it did just make me kind of like, okay, I'll go get a few things. You know what I mean? So
no, I'm having PTSD.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I did today. But you know what? By the time you all hear this, a week will pass. I'm sure it'll be fine. They just said like the worst case scenario is things aren't back to normal till January.
Oh, January. So that's the
worst case scenario.
Okay.
But best case scenario, it'll be like 3 weeks and things will be back to normal. So.
Okay. So now that we're stressed. All right.
So yeah, that was part of my weekly update. So what about you?
Okay. Chelsea, you need to pop
a Xanax now.
Mm-hmm. Popping a Xanny. Let me think. What did I do this week? Oh, it was Rowan's birthday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. She turned 4.
Happy 4th birthday, Rowan.
Yeah, so we celebrated her over the weekend. And then yesterday we went to Corn Belly's for her birthday, which I feel like I'm just at Corn Belly's every single day. Remember in our like fall bucket list, and I was like, I'm not going to Corn Belly's this year.
Yeah.
We have been to Corn Belly's I don't even know how many times.
That's so fun though.
Also, should I tell my Corn Belly's story?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I need to like figure out how to make this like kind of vague when I tell it, but I'm living in embarrassment still from what happened to me at Corn Belly's yesterday. Do you think it's embarrassing or am I overreacting?
I feel like I would also be embarrassed, okay. But like, okay, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what happened. I was at Corn Belly's yesterday with my family and okay. There goes the Diet Coke.
Did you all hear that?
Yeah, they did. Anyway, I had Corn Belly's yesterday with my family. And we're in line for the carousel. And we're behind, like, a family, okay? And I see someone who, okay, would you consider this person an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name drop, but okay.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to name drop?
No, we're not name dropping.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to be as vague as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not even going to say what she does.
No.
I'm really? Not. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
I'll respect your wishes.
Okay, thank you.
Except when I post our Instagram posts, I'm going to be like, P.S., this is who Chelsea was. No, I'm just going to put her. I'm just going to put a picture of her in our slides.
No. No one can know because I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, there was like an influencer, I guess, right in front of me. And I was kind of trying to figure out if it was her. She was like wearing a hat. She was like turned away from me, but I was pretty sure it was her.
Okay.
And I'm like kind of examining the situation. And I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but I recognized her kids.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, yeah, yeah, I mean, fair enough, right? So I recognized her kids kind of. And then I was like, oh yeah, like I'm pretty sure that's her. She'd like turned towards me a little bit more and it was for sure her. So I have run into like a handful of influencers,
uh-huh,
okay, in my days.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to take it upon myself to mm-hmm say hi to them,
yeah,
and tell them hi, like love you on TikTok, yeah, love this, love that, yeah, you know what I mean? And that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
And then you walk away because like if one day anyone ever comes up to me,
yeah,
and says like, hi, like love your podcast,
yeah,
like I would cry tears of joy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that would so be nice. So nice.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just like, I don't know. I think some people would like love to stick around and have a conversation, but that's just not me. Like, I just want to like let people know, like,
yeah,
love what you do, you know, end it there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be creepy and like stick around, whatever. So I just kind of like yelled out her name or whatever. She was like right in front of me, so I don't really have to, yeah, yell. But I was just like, hey. And she like turned towards me. She was like, biggest smile.
Yeah.
And
cute.
Yeah. And I was like, I love what you do.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she was like, what's your name? And I was like, Chelsea. And she was like, Chelsea. And she was like, do you have kids? And I was like, yeah.
But you're like, no, I'm just going to ride the carousel by myself, bitch.
I'm here for me. Truly. But yeah, I was just like, yeah, like these are my girls, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I honestly can't really remember what was said after that. Like it was kind of just like a little bit of like small talk or something. And then it was time to get on the carousel.
Okay.
So we're getting on the carousel. I'm not though. David's getting, okay, on the carousel with the girls.
Okay.
She gets on the carousel with her kids.
Okay.
And me and my friend Courtney, who I was at Corn Belly's with,
mm-hmm,
we go to like sit on the benches.
Yeah.
By the carousel. OK, okay. And I thought we were like done. Like, I'm never speaking to her again.
Yeah.
Good just, and great. It was so nice to meet you, whatever. She yells out my name. Chelsea. Look at her on the carousel. Chelsea, you know how moms never get candid photos of themselves with their kids? And like dads just, they never take good photos of moms with their kids. I'm like, yeah. She's like, would you do me the biggest favor and take pictures of me on the carousel with my kids? Like, would you do that for me? And I was like, yeah, girl, I gotcha. Like, I was absolutely dead inside. Like, I wanted to shrivel away and die in the corn pit. Like,
and not for an influencer. No pressure.
I was just like, all I could think in my head was, we come to Corn Bellies how many times a week?
Yeah.
And I take pictures of my kids on the carousel and they all turn out shitty.
Yeah, they're never good.
And then, okay, so you know how a carousel, like, there's like the horses that are like closest to you, but then they have ones like going in.
Yes.
So it'll be like two or three horses going in.
Yes.
She was on the ones all the way on the inside. Okay.
Oh my God.
Number one. So I couldn't even freaking see her or her children. Okay. So the carousel is going around and I'm taking pictures of my family. And then she comes around and I'm trying to snap pictures of her. And I look
on
behind.
On your phone?
Yeah, on my phone.
Oh,
and
okay.
I look behind and Courtney is laughing at me. She is dying and I am dying. And it is just like an embarrassing situation. Like, what's happening? Like, what's my life? I'm like, this girl has just made me her personal photographer.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm taking pictures. They all suck.
Yeah.
And anyway, the carousel ride ends. Thank goodness. She gets off and I like kind of walk over to her and she was like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. And I was like, yeah, the pictures suck. Just letting you know right now.
Yeah.
But I did get one that was like, I'll show you it, Haley. It's like not a great photo. Like, it's not, but it's like kind of like a cute moment of her and her kid. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's cute.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, that was the best one I got. So
cute.
I show her
what
and I'm like,
what is she wearing? Fun. Funky.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's It's the horse in front. I thought that was a jacket.
No, you did not. Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous. Yeah, no, it's the horse in front because she was all the way in the back.
I thought she was wearing that horse.
No, no. You fun. Funky. Oh my
okay.
gosh. But no, I what was I saying? Oh, I
okay,
show
yeah,
her the picture. I'm like,
yeah,
this is probably the best one I got.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was so sweet. Like,
yeah,
let's just get that out there. She was an angel. But she was just like, oh my gosh. She's like, that's perfect. She's like, I love that. And she was like, will you just airdrop that to me? And I was like, yeah, perfect. She's like, let's do it.
So you don't have her phone number?
No, 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 no.
Damn.
She's not that stupid. Like, you know. I know.
It's got to be a way to track that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. But, well, who knows? But who can hack iCloud? Anyway, but so I'm airdropping it to her. I'm waiting for her to like show up on my phone, you
know? Okay, yeah.
And so we're like standing there and she's like, where are you from? And I'm like telling her like where we live.
Yeah.
And we're just like small talking, whatever. Finally, I was absolutely dying in pain from my misery of embarrassment. I was like, oh, there you are. There you are on my iCloud or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, on my airdrop. I'm like, let me airdrop this to you. She's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. She's like, that was so fun to meet you. Like, thank you. And she was an angel. I'm still dying of embarrassment on the inside.
Yeah,
I just sent my friend
Courtney
that photo this morning and just like was like, hashtag never forget. Like, never forget.
We'll never look at the Corn Bellies carousel ever again.
Oh my gosh. And then, so if you know Corn Bellies, you know that there's like a little like, it's like a tractor like cow ride.
Yeah.
Like right next to the carousel. Uh-huh. We go to get in line for that and she's standing right in front. And I was like, abort.
Mm-mm.
Abort mission. I'm like, we are leaving.
Like, we're not gonna.
We had to
no.
turn around. Yeah, and go somewhere else. I was like, I am not following her around Corn Bellies all night long. Like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Oh my god. That happened. Did she end up posting any?
No. No, absolutely not. They're not good. They're not good. I'm just like, yeah. Like, not, there's no way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
She probably looked at me.
And never being like, okay, now we know.
No, she literally probably looked at me and was like, oh, this girl looks like she could maybe take a decent photo. Nope, sorry.
Like, which normally you can, like, honestly.
But, like, I'm sorry, a carousel photo? I'm like, unless I'm, like, up there
with you. I was
going to
say.
Like, yep. You know? I'm, like, standing from the ground yeah. view is just
it's
not it.
It's not it.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, that is so funny, though. What a time.
Yeah. What a time to be me.
What a time to be Chelsea.
So, so good. Other than that, I have nothing to really say. Yeah. That's it.
Well, that was a fun week for you, aside from that, with Rowan's birthday.
Yeah. And it was good. How do I have a 4-year-old?
I don't know. Weird. It's so crazy, though.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh, but yeah. Okay. Pop culture. I don't have a lot this week. Yeah. I do have something from Dancing with the Stars, though. Okay. So, Dancing with the Stars did not do an episode this week because it was like the vice presidential election debate or something.
Okay. Yeah. I'm stupid that they're pausing Dancing with the Stars for that, but whatever.
I know.
We'd rather watch Dancing with the Stars.
First of all, last week we were like making our predictions for who got sent home.
Yeah.
I'm actually so shocked that Anna Delvey got sent home. I thought for sure like week two, week three.
Yes. Yeah. Like but we knew it was coming.
Yeah. But I'm actually shocked she went home week one.
Yeah.
Poor Ezra again.
Yeah.
Justice for Ezra.
And then you guessed Tori.
Yeah. And then she was actually the one that was kind of a wild card for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Yeah. And she did like a little better in her second dance. Like, you know, it wasn't like amazing, but like, you know, she's very like cute to watch because you can tell she's like loving it so much.
Yeah. She was having fun.
She was having so much fun.
And I feel bad. But I really like Pasha too.
I know. So. Yeah. It sucks.
It's a bummer.
But Anna is just,
I know.
She just drives me crazy.
The moment of her, like them asking her, what will you take away from this experience? And her saying nothing, like nothing. That will go down in Dancing with the Stars history. Like,
and like she stands on that ground. Anything she said afterwards has all been like negative. And she feels like she's been exploited. It's like, okay, hun.
I know.
I mean, you chose to go on. I don't know what to tell you.
She is the most confusing person to me because it's like, yeah, obviously she agreed to go on the show. So it's like, obviously she like must have wanted to a certain extent, right?
Yeah, of course.
But then she acts so uninterested and too good for everyone and everything.
It's like nobody forced you to do that.
It's just strange. But I know she has a new documentary coming out really, really soon that they've been filming for like 2 years with her. And so I'm almost wondering if it was kind of like to promote that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard, oh my gosh, what's the third one? I had heard that the same people who do the casting for Dancing with the Stars do the casting for Traitors and another show, but I can't remember what it was. And people were saying that like Traitors would have been a way better show for Anna Delvey to go on. Like that would have matched like who she is way better.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird that they casted her for Dancing with the Stars instead.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think it might have been kind of
thing. If she would have been more committed to it, I actually think she would have been like a decent dancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She wasn't horrible.
No.
She definitely like did not give it her all.
No. I was going to say if she would have like mentally been there, like it would have been good. But I'm so glad I don't have to see her on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, goodbye.
It's just like it was kind of painful because it's like, I mean, it was painful because it's like Ezra is so happy to be there. It's his first season. And he, oh my gosh, like I truly believe that he was like the only person that could have been paired with her. He did the best anyone could have possibly done with her as their partner. But it's just like, yeah, it was so painful to watch her because she just acted like she hated it.
Yeah.
So, and it was sad for Ezra. But okay. So that was last week. Mm-hmm. This week. So they didn't air an episode last night, but they did record one. So they did a recording.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to save it for next week. So next week is 2 episodes. They're doing, I think, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And then they're doing a double elimination next week.
Okay.
But so they recorded the first episode last night, and then they're going to do the next episode live next week. Okay. So here's the tea that's all over TikTok today.
Okay.
Harry Jowsey was in the audience last night for the recording. Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone on Reddit, it's like an anonymous source on Reddit, was in the audience for the taping last night.
Okay.
And they said that Harry Jowsey was in the audience. Oh, he was like eyeing Riley all night long when she was like, you know, walking on stage and like wherever. He's like eyeing her. Apparently after the show, Harry tries to go up and talk to Riley, and she like swerved him so hard. And they said that Ezra like kind of like pulled her, like kind of like saved her, you know, from him, and was kind of like, do not talk to her.
Yeah, like
type of thing. Yeah. And then apparently Harry kept trying to like make contact with Riley the whole night, like after the show.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Yeah, doesn't he? Who's that girl that he's like?
It doesn't matter. It's Harry Jowsey.
It doesn't. And I could care less because I actually hate him.
Yes, same.
But I'm just like,
stop with Riley. She is wholesome and
stop with Riley.
Just way too good for him in every single way possible.
I know.
He needs to go away. That does not shock me, though.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, me either.
I'm like, she's going to put a freaking restraining order on him. He's not going to be able to come back. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm just like, kind of like, what do you want with her at this point? You know what I mean? Just kind of weird. He's just so narcissistic that he like needs her to like still want him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's probably all that it is. But
yeah.
I'm like, cutie Ezra and cutie Riley, like, so glad that they stood their ground.
Yeah. Goodbye, Harry.
Love them so much. Yeah, bye, Harry. Don't allow him into the Dancing with the Stars recordings. Are we kidding?
No.
Yeah.
One question for you.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite dance last week?
Ooh.
Because we didn't really get to talk about it.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know that you love Joey's dance, and it was very good.
I loved it.
It was very good. Why is he so good?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sorry. So no bachelor has ever made it to the finals before, like final four.
Oh,
and
he's
going to be the first one. He's like going sure will.
Yeah.
So, and might even freaking win. I can see him winning.
He has the fan base.
I know.
For
he has the votes. So.
He's just so enjoyable to watch. He's so cute. He's good. He's I feel like they are such a good like match.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that dance so much. I watched it like 5 million times.
It was good.
That was my favorite. What was your favorite?
I also liked Chandler and Brandon. Whoever said it, I can't remember which judge said it, but he was literally like, I have more to say to you, Brandon,
more
than I do to Chandler.
Yeah. To you, Brandon, than for Chandler.
It was
why can't I think of his name? Was
Derek?
Yeah, thank you.
It was Derek,
that said that, yeah.
It was so true. I was like, I texted Haley. I'm like, why is she a better dancer than him?
Yeah.
Like, she's flawless.
She is literally flawless.
She was amazing. I loved their dance. I'm trying to think. I really liked, I like Dwight and Daniela's dance.
Yes.
It's just like so funny. Like
mesmerizing, honestly.
Well, the more we see them dance together, like it depends on which dance they're doing. But like this one was more of like I don't even remember which dance it was.
I think it was like a waltz.
Was it a waltz?
Something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say it's like a slower dance,
yes.
But like how they have to have like the long arms.
Yes.
His arms. Like just, they're like double the size of hers. You know what I mean? So for them to have to like extend their arms together is just like kind of humorous to watch.
It is. She like just reminds me when she's standing next to him dancing of just that little like ballerina that pops up in the jewelry box and is just twirling. Like that's like what she is.
Yeah. But I mean,
just tiny.
They pull it off because she is just like this amazing, beautiful dancer. I also think she's like the best fit for like these really tall basketball players.
Yeah.
Like she just knows what to do with them. So that one was good. I really like Steven and Riley's dance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Those are probably my favorites.
Steven is just the wholesome match that Riley needed this year.
He really is. I'm so, I'm just so happy for her that yeah. she was not put with another F-boy. Mm-hmm. And she was put with just, yeah, this wholesome little boy that has a girlfriend. And
yeah.
they can all just be best friends together. And I just really think that's what her soul needs.
Yeah.
So, cute. And it's funny, like, I was actually thinking about it today because I haven't thought about Riley and Harry in a long time. And I was thinking about, like, their TikToks compared to, like, her and Steven's. Mm. And I, like, you could really, really see the chemistry between her and Harry. Like, mm-hmm. it was so there. You know what I mean? Like, every TikTok they made together was just, like, them laughing so much. Yeah. You could tell they enjoyed each other so much. Riley's and Steven's are, like, you can tell it's, like, very, like, friendly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the same vibe, but, like, yeah. it shouldn't be. Like, yeah. you know.
For the best.
Yeah, yeah. It's for yeah. the best.
But, I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good episode. So I'm excited for double episodes next week and then double elimination. I think two double eliminations in a row is crazy. But
wild. Yeah. It's getting wild.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess when there's no episode this week, it's kind of yeah. what you have to do.
Yeah.
So anything yeah. else for pop culture?
We haven't watched. We're recording now, and the new episode of Golden Bachelor doesn't come out until tomorrow. So,
did you watch the one last week?
Yes, I didn't watch it. I think we talked about it, didn't we?
No.
Oh, maybe I talked about it for a minute. Did I not? No. Oh.
Yeah, because we recorded really early last week, so it was before it had come out.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, but I didn't even watch it. I need to catch up.
Wait, how many episodes have there been? Two.
And okay. then there's one tonight.
Okay.
So yeah, three.
Yeah, so I'm caught up.
And you know what's crazy is I heard that, like, Joan's search for love is, like, halfway over. I'm like, I forgot that, like, the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette is only, like it's, like, six episodes. Like, oh. it's, like, way shorter. Oh, also, I wasn't going to mention this, but did you hear they are planning on doing a Golden Bachelor Bachelorette Paradise?
I hope so.
They are.
I would hope.
I heard.
That would be amazing.
Where they said they're going to do it. There was a location in Florida, and then there was another one I can't remember, but yeah, I'm just how do we think that's gonna play out? Like,
I don't know, but I love it. I think it'll be so hilarious.
Yeah,
because Paradise, I like it because it is, like, a little more, like, raunchy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's my favorite out of all of, and just, the, like, Bachelor more shows.
Yeah, just, like, more dramatic and more fast paced, and then it's kind of like, how would that be for 60, 70 year olds? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I will be tuning in. Mm-hmm. I will be tuning in
for sure.
I'm, like, annoyed. I don't know why Gary is there, but I'm, like, annoyed that he's even showing up.
Wait, where is he showing up?
It's in the trailers that he's showing up on Joan's season tonight.
No, why? Yeah. This one?
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's this episode. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need his guidance.
No, we don't need his voice. We don't need his presence. Lurking.
Okay. Yeah, I was not aware of that, but
yeah, so we'll see how that plays out.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, the only other thing I think that I had was just that, oh, two things. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, it is confirmed that they are, like, in their pre-production phase for season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Very Which excited.
We all knew they were getting, but it's just nice to have a confirmation.
It is.
I read that they were supposed to begin filming next week, and they have the full original cast coming back, so including Whitney and Jen, which was a big question mark for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I am surprised and, like, also not surprised that Whitney is coming back.
And I'm kind of, like, happy but not happy, because I'm like, is it just gonna kind of be like beating a dead horse this next season with a lot of it, you know?
I'm sure what's going to happen, because I think she said on the Squeeze podcast, I actually haven't listened to that yet.
Oh.
So shockingly.
Okay, but I listened to 30 minutes of it, and I had to turn it off because I could not get into
it. I've heard all the bad things.
Yes.
But I think it was on the Squeeze podcast. She said that she was on good terms with Macy and Taylor. And we all know that she is, like, super duper pregnant. Like, she's I don't know, like, when she's due, but, like, she's due anytime.
Yeah.
So if they're beginning filming next week, like, I'm sure it's going to be, like, Macy delivering the baby. And then, like, who knows how much of, like, postpartum they'll shove her. Like, maybe she won't get as much screen time this season. Mm. But I'm sure it will be, like, her trying to, like, rekindle things, like, through Macy and Taylor type of deal. I kind of feel bad. Like, I know I'm, like, the odd one out who, like, doesn't, like, totally hate Whitney. But, like, I just kind of feel bad, like, putting a freshly postpartum mother on screen and like hating on her. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least for me, postpartum is such a fragile time. I'm definitely not like the woman that like has a baby and bounces back and is like so happy and like productive and amazing like right after I have a baby. So I don't know, we'll just have to see how it goes,
but ultimately she's choosing to do it. So
yeah,
if she's gonna put herself back on my screen, I have every right to shred her to pieces next season too.
Yeah, and I am.
Because, like, I was not impressed with her on the Squeeze podcast.
Dude, no one was. And I was no still one is like, impressed with, I mean, like I said, I didn't listen to it, but I've seen clips. And no one's impressed with the Lautner's interviewing ability.
They are like, not meant to be podcasters, like interview podcasters in my mind. Like, they did not ask the right questions. They did not, like, when she would answer, like, I feel like their response to that wasn't like, let me give you a follow-up question. It was just like, okay,
yeah, they're not digging into
no and it's like, not that you have to be annoying and like dig, but it's like, okay, like, if she were on the Vile Files, I mean, there's a reason she didn't go on the Vile Files. No, that's what I'm gonna say.
That's what I was just gonna say, is there is a reason she chose to go on the Squeeze. And it's because they're like considered like a mental health podcast. Mm-hmm. And she knew that they were not going to like dig into like all the hard hitting questions and like all the things that would make her uncomfortable.
So narcissistic of her to go on the mental health podcast and victimize herself once again.
Yeah. I mean, like, that is totally, like, cause she could literally get on any podcast she desired. You know what I mean? Cause she's done like hardly any press.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you can tell that, like, she specifically chose to go on the Squeeze because she knew that they were not going to like hard press her.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I mean, I'm shocked and not shocked that she'll be on the next season. Yeah. Like I said, I was the one to say, I think that, like, I don't think she'll be back.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If she, like, continues to act the same way that she did, like, last season, I'm just like, how many more seasons will we see her? Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, if she continues to act the exact same way, like you said, it's like beating a dead horse this next season. It's like, it's going to be boring. It's the same old thing, and everyone is, like, already done with her.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Yeah. Well, whatever it ends up being, I'm excited, and I hope that, like, we don't have to wait too long.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm hoping that, like, by the, like, you know, springtime.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I know. Feel kind of like they probably won't come out until the fall maybe again. I know. Which sucks. Always sucks to have to wait.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it will be sooner than we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also just, I don't know if I already said this, but Love is Blind is premiering. Did I already say that?
No.
No. Love is Blind premiered today. And so,
how many episodes are up? 6?
I can't remember how many I saw, but there was a few. And I watched, like, most of the first episode.
Okay. I haven't watched any. I'm, like, devastated that I forgot it was coming on today, because I would have tried to watch at least, like, 2 or 3.
They have some interesting male characters.
Okay.
That I am just like, the amount of times I eye rolled, I'm surprised my eyeballs aren't stuck in the back of my head with these two men. Let's just say someone has already compared themselves to a celebrity.
Okay. Which celebrity?
Henry Cavill.
Not Henry Cavill.
Not Henry Cavill.
Okay.
And the little weasel that compared himself could, like, it's worse than last season's Megan Fox situation.
Oh no.
And I'm just like, did he not do that just to get more screen time?
Dude, I forgot that was last season. Yeah. Last season was gold.
I know, last season was gold.
You know what? Yeah. Love is Blind is so hard to watch. Like, it is, the people they cast for that show is painful. But it's like, it's like the so painful you can't look away.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's the train wreck.
I can't wait. I need to start that immediately.
You need to start it with David immediately because it is just, I'm just. Anyway, but I think it's going to be a good season because, you know, I think they've already, I'm like, okay, I think they've got enough like good characters to like make it a juicy good season. And the trailer for the season looked really good. So.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So anyway, tune into that if you haven't already.
Our Love is Blind recaps are legendary.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard.
Yeah. So stick around for that.
Stick around.
But yeah, aside from that, just that's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into this week's episode. In honor of October and spooky season, our first October episode, we are doing irrational fears and talking about phobias.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So we asked you guys to submit your irrational fears and your phobias, and we got a lot of good submissions.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we have some of our own to read off as always.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really don't have that many phobias on my list. I
was gonna ask you, was it hard for you to come up with like any fears or phobias?
Like the thing is like, if you know me, you know that I'm literally just like scared of my own shadow and like life is terrifying to me. And so like literally like, okay, well, I put on my phobias list. This is all I have. But like,
okay.
I can think of so many just like scrolling into my mind right now.
Yeah.
Open bodies of water.
Oh.
I hate.
Okay.
So like lakes, the ocean is just like, no.
Okay.
But like lakes are a big one for me. Even like big like ponds. Would you consider like Tibble Fork a pond or a lake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
It's, I mean, oh, well, it's a reservoir. I'd consider it more of a pond.
Okay. It's like a big pond.
Though. Yeah.
Like,
it's that a large pond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't like that. Don't like that. Yeah. I mean, Bear Lake. If you are familiar with Utah lakes, there's a lake called Bear Lake. The water is clear. Mm-hmm. That one scares me less, but it's like dark water.
Yeah.
It scares me. Okay.
But the lake, there's nothing gonna bite you.
No, don't like that. I mean, I've never liked spiders. Okay. Hate spiders forever. Mm-hmm. Big, small, don't care. Hate you.
Yeah.
I don't like, I want to say heights, but I've actually heard it's like the fear of falling.
Oh.
When you get like past a certain height, it's actually considered like the fear of falling.
Oh, interesting.
Scary. Don't like that. I feel like I'm scared of all the basic things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are my phobias, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any weird ones. I'm not like scared of like holes or like, you know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you have on your phobias list?
On my phobias, my first one is head lice.
Oh my gosh. What, like, a good one.
When I
terrifying.
When I tell you guys that I just feel like I don't even want to talk about it because one, I'm going to start itching, and two, I feel like it's putting out a bad omen into the universe that somehow we're going to get it.
Yeah.
I, again, knock on wood. Where is it? I don't have it near me. I have never had it.
Uh-huh.
My kids haven't.
When I see my kids scratching their head, I immediately like, start going through their hair every time.
Yeah. It terrifies me.
Yeah.
It terrifies me. Because
you have to like, your house has to get turned upside down.
Your house, you have to put trash bags over all of your, like, where do you sit? Where do your kids sit? Like,
I'm sweating.
Do you just get rid of everything?
Yeah.
I would get rid of everything. I would burn everything.
I'm itching and sweating thinking about the headlights.
Yeah. Like, it's so definitely scary. A phobia because it, like, it will keep me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think my life would come crashing down.
Yeah, it would.
If it ever happened.
That's a good one.
So, and like, I'm not going to lie, anytime I sit on like a public chair, especially like movie theater.
Ew, movie theaters
runs
is a
through
no.
My head.
Or like watching kids put on hats in the store.
Stop it right now.
So scary. Yeah.
Or just like when we go to like Thanksgiving Point, like the museums and stuff. I'm like, no.
No.
Like
no,
if my
no.
kids want to do the costumes, I'm like, no. Yeah. Goodbye.
No.
But yeah, so that's my first one. Mm-hmm. I also, I don't even know if it would be considered a phobia, but it like really grosses me out and like really makes my skin crawl. And like, I refuse to eat it if there's hair in food.
Well, yeah.
Like if there was like a hair in a food,
of course, yeah.
Like I would not be picking that out and eating it, even if it was my own. Uh-huh. Like I would be tossing.
I can eat something if it has my own hair in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not eating the hair.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
picking
yeah.
it out. But like,
but it's
you
just
know
like
I mean?
The picking it out of the food. And it
yeah,
all, like,
this is gross. Ooh. It is gross. I get it.
Oh, makes my skin crawl. I can't
Everyone's
do hair.
Everyone's judging me right now.
Food.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, sure that's
back
more
when
normal.
I had like platinum blonde hair, you could yeah. always tell if it was my hair.
Yes,
you know, now
yeah.
I would be questioning.
Yeah.
true. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. And then I would say my third one, which this one is also kind of ridiculous, but like I just can't do it, are fruit flies.
Oh, yeah, it's a no.
They're fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
I feel like they just
I love how that's a fear.
Like,
you like
yes.
screaming.
I like I feel it's just more of like a phobia because they just look like they carry diseases. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they
the
attach,
way they fly
yes,
disgusting. Yeah.
And the fact that they attach to your produce and your mm-hmm. like fresh things and turn them unfresh. It's just disgusting to me.
Disgusting.
One flew out of my fridge the other day, and I thought to myself, do I empty this entire fridge and bleach it and throw away all the food?
I love that.
Do I? So I can't with them.
Yeah.
I can't with them. I put vinegar down my sink like every day.
Yeah, I should do that every day.
Every single day.
I probably
because
do not
I
do that
hate
often.
Them so much. And they're so bad in Eagle Mountain. Flies yes. in general, but also fruit flies. Okay, those were my phobias.
Those were so
those
good.
Those even count.
No, those were so good. Love it. I'm definitely going to excel in the irrational fears section yeah. because
I only have like three.
My anxiety is through the roof. I literally, when I was, because, okay, I was really bad at preparing for this episode. I didn't yeah. start until like yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what are my irrational fears? I was having like a really hard time thinking about them. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go through and like live life. And every time one pops up in my head, I'm just going to write it down in my note.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
So these are Chelsea's.
I have a lot to report.
So these are actually Chelsea's.
Daily thoughts.
No, what are they called? Intrusive thoughts.
My intrusive thoughts.
Here's your look into Chelsea's intrusive thoughts. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Number one, falling through a sewer gate.
Why is that so funny to me?
I mean bad
yeah.
juju. You do
yeah.
not step on the sewer gate.
Yeah.
If I'm parked over them, oh no. My car is falling into a black hole, must repark. Like so scary. Yeah, I hate a sewer gate. So scary. Okay. Oh, okay. This next one. I have this thought runs through my head at least 3 times a day, and I'm not kidding. A car driving through my house at any given time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you hear, like, I mean, it's not like a super common occurrence, but you have heard of cars driving into people's living rooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you know?
I'm just going to be sitting in my living room watching yeah. Love is Blind, and a car is just going to smash through my window.
I will say, when I'm on the freeway and I see, like, them building, like, new townhomes, like, right off the side of the freeway, I'm like, mm-hmm. it's only a matter of time. For an 80, 90 mile per hour car zooming through their door. Like,
you're
okay.
So right.
Yeah, that one's valid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, my next one. Opening.
The sewer gates sent me, oh. but the the car through the living room. Yeah.
Sewer gates are literally terrifying. And can you imagine falling through a sewer gate?
Yeah, that would be horrific. Truly.
Take a drink
horrific.
Every time I gag this episode. Okay, my next one. Opening the can of like cinnamon rolls or biscuits. You know, like the popping cans.
Like the crescent rolls.
Yes, yes. Perfect example.
Is it like pops?
I'm asking a neighbor. Like I'm phoning a friend. Like I'm not doing
That's
that.
That's hilarious.
So scary. I'm asking
That's
my
so
daughter.
So funny. Like, I love that so
mean.
Much.
So scary.
Ivy will do it.
Ivy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my strong girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll do it.
She's brave. Getting locked in the sauna.
Ooh. Ooh, morbid.
Just getting baked.
Just like baked alive. Mm-hmm. Just your organs slowly failing because of the heat. Jesus.
Okay. Oh, driving on the freeway and my brakes stop working.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This sends me into a spiral every time I'm on the freeway. I'm like, what if? Like, what if? And like, you've heard of, maybe no one's heard of the story, but like the girl whose brakes, like, I don't think they stopped working, but like they literally got jammed. I think it was her accelerator got jammed. And so she was going like 120 on the freeway, and like the cops had to like block off the
freeway.
Was this
in Utah?
I don't know where it was. Maybe I'm like totally like, this is like a story.
No, I feel like, no.
But.
I feel like I've heard, I don't know if it was like that particular story, but like somewhat of like brakes failing and then like a car realized it and they like pulled in front of them, but the car kept going. So then they like had 911 and then like the cops ended up coming and like surrounding the car and to stop.
Something like that.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So scared of that.
Yeah.
Also, another driving one is like just a big rock or something like coming up and hitting my windshield and just like smashing through my windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I drive, think about that. This next one, you're gonna laugh. Haley judges everything I say. Going to close my garage and someone runs and sneaks up under the garage. I can't even say it with straight face. And attacks me.
What are they, like a little fairy?
A grown man human.
Wait, like, so you mean like they just like,
yeah, like I'm going to shut my garage at night as going
you
home,
shut it
and he runs up yeah
and just like right at the very moment of you shutting your garage, a man comes
and attacks
to attack you. They're just waiting for you. You're just giving whoever is obsessed with you perfect ideas of how to torment you. Dude, on this episode.
I know, should we not post this? This one was actually on the list that we had people submit.
Okay.
But sticking my hand in the garbage disposal and it just like magically turns on. I am terrified to stick my hand in the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Elevators getting stuck in one or like it crashing to like hell, you know, like I don't know like where they go to, but just crashing.
Yeah. Just falling.
A bird flying in my face. I don't like birds. Okay, and this is my last one. Thank goodness. Cooking someone else food and them finding like my hair in it. So when you said that, like, it's kind of funny to me, but like I would be mortified.
Mortified.
Yeah, if like they found like, I don't know, my hair in it or like a fly or like,
yeah,
you know what I
just
mean?
Just like something.
Something. Yeah. It's an irrational
like I'm
fear.
Doing my best.
Yeah. So that was my list.
That was good.
Those are the few things I thought of over the past day and a half.
Yeah, I just have a few. I also have birds on mine.
Really? They
cannot,
are scary.
Cannot do birds. Cannot do. And I am like, I mean, I think all flying things like kind of freak me out, but just especially birds.
Yeah.
And how just like sporadic they are. And
I
just
know.
Like.
So unpredictable.
Unpredictable. And I'm always scared of them pooping on my head like at Disneyland.
Oh
like all
gosh.
The seagulls.
Add that to the list.
Like,
gross.
So gross. And they just, again, they look like they carry diseases because they do.
Yeah.
Horrible. Chopping my finger off anytime I cut vegetables.
Well, I mean, you almost cut your hand off the other day. So.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that is totally valid.
Yeah. It's just like anytime I'm chopping them, I'm like, don't get my finger.
No. Oh my gosh. Another one that just popped into my head is anytime I pull, like I have a knife in hand, I'm just scared I'm going to just like slash someone. Not that I'm like that careless, but like it runs through my head every time. You know, you're always just like, be so careful.
Like, yeah,
while carrying
just
the knife.
Don't stab anyone.
Yeah. Don't murder today.
I die. This one might have gone under phobia, but I couldn't decide. Mm-hmm. Expired foods.
Terrifying.
Like, any like condiments, canned foods.
Add that to my list.
Any of it.
Me.
It's disgusting.
Me.
Anytime
fast
I go to my
meat.
In-laws or my parents' house, I'm looking. I have to check every freaking label and it's almost always expired. I won't do it. I'll eat my hamburger with no sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I will not
Absolutely
be eating
not.
A ketchup from 2017.
Add that to my list.
It's
condiments.
Not
terrifying.
Happening. Chelsea's like, just condiments in general.
It's disgusting. I love how you said expired foods and I was like, fast food meat. Like, it's like the same thing to me. It's gross.
That's true. You should have put fast food meat on your phobias.
I know. I will not eat it. Yeah. Yeah. I like, mean, I can Chipotle. F with like a Wendy's chicken nugget, but that's about it.
Like, no, you didn't even eat the meat at Chipotle.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Chelsea gets a veggie bowl. Like,
yes. Very good. Freak walk.
Okay. And then, anytime before I go on a vacation, mm-hmm. I have thoughts of it being ruined, like by like getting sick or like breaking a leg or like, I don't know, like the airport shutting down. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, totally. Oh, me too. You know? Can we talk about the fear of like vomiting on a plane? That's my worst nightmare. Are we kidding? So
I've
scary.
I've never had that
before. You are like bringing up things inside me as you go. Yeah, no, that's a totally valid fear. I feel like you have a trip coming up. Yeah. And that's like all you can think about is how it can possibly be ruined.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even me running my half marathon, I'm like, okay, how am I going to injure myself this week?
No, or like after training for stay months, as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna happen. So like valid. So bad. And then the last one I have is also a car one. Mm-hmm. I have a really irrational fear of being shot at a stoplight, of just pulling up and the car next to me literally just pointing a gun through my window and shooting me.
New fear unlocked. I have I thank you, Haley. Now I'm scared I won't be able to buy food and then I'm gonna get shot at. I have a fear that I will like let my road rage get the best of me one day and I'm gonna be honking and like flipping someone off and they're just gonna pull out a gun and shoot me.
So that's actually more of a rational fear because the people out here are freaking psychotic where we live.
Psychotic.
Like you guys, they're crazy.
Yeah.
I guess I was following a car too closely the other day. I didn't think I was, but Vince is going to be over there like, yeah, you did. Cause you do. Like, whatever. Okay. I guess I'm more of a tailgater than I think I am. Whatever. I just grew up in a city. Like, you just, I don't know.
Haley's a great driver.
You tailgate everyone, too. I guess.
Yeah, clear
whatever.
There.
Yeah, whatever. So, anyway, apparently I was following this old lady too closely. Mm-hmm. So, I've never seen a car go from the lane to the side of the road so fast. It was like her car just, like, in one swift motion, like.
She pulled over?
Yes. She pulled over. And then is yelling at me through her window as I pass her. And I was like, oh, sorry. And then she gets behind me and proceeds to tailgate me. You guys.
So petty.
The Haley has a little bit of a.
Oh, third person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I see red, it is very hard for me to come down from that. If I did not have Kale in my car with me, I would have gotten out of my car so fast. I was so mad because I was like, okay, I even like through the window when I saw she was mad, I was like, sorry. You know, like mm-hmm. I genuinely didn't realize. And like, okay, I'm sorry. I feel bad. You felt the need to like remove yourself from the road to get away from me. But then to like turn around and do the same. No. I was like, old lady, you're about to get a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
But Kale saved the day.
People
will
are
not
psychotic.
Be putting my kids in a dangerous situation. I got away from her so fast because as much as I wanted to just lay into that old lady or like pull over and do the same thing to her, mm-hmm. I was like,
you too? Just constantly pulling just, over.
Yeah,
on the
going
side
back
road,
and forth.
Following each other.
Yeah. But as much, it's just like, I'm not ever going to put my kid in danger. And people are psycho. That is putting them in danger to have an altercation on the road like that. It really is. So I just, in my head, I just kept saying, I have Kel with me. This old lady doesn't matter. I'm going to turn right and hopefully she doesn't follow me.
Yeah. People
and she was
are
like
crazy.
Honking her horn at me. And there was someone in the crosswalk. I stopped at the stop sign. There was someone in the crosswalk. I was waiting for them. And she just thought I was just, you know.
Yeah, just
stop.
Chilling.
Yeah. No, I'm like. There's a high schooler like
not about to run them over for
I'm like sorry about it. Anyway, but the whole like stoplight gun through the window thing, that is like I think about it probably every single time I drive.
I will think about that.
No, yes. Don't. Chelsea, new fear unlocked. That was so funny. Anyway, those were Those are mine. I'm sure I have other ones too. I wouldn't say I'm like an overly, like a chronically scared person, but like I definitely have my like specific things. You know what
I
mean?
The fruit flies sort of thing.
And yeah, the fruit flies. Disgusting. But so do some of you. There were some specific things on here that I was either like laughing at or I was like, oh, so now funny. That you say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same.
Very valid. Oh, I've been reading these. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Phobias.
Yes, yes. Same.
Should we start phobias?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. First one, throw up. The most valid fear of all.
Okay. This was submitted by one of my coworkers.
Okay.
And her and I were working, and I worked at a kid's salon, and the kid cried so hard that he threw up, and he almost threw up all over me.
Okay, wait. She is scared of other people's throw up or herself throwing up?
I think
up?
Both. If both I remember terrifying. Correctly, I think both.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And she like could not even clean up the throw up. Like she was beside herself. I was gagging the entire time cleaning up the throw up.
When I was probably, okay, let's think. My brother is 8 years younger than me. Okay. He had to be, he was so young. He was so little, probably like 4 or 5 mini. Okay. So I'm like 12, 13.
Okay.
I was at home with my brother alone. He threw up. I am literally putting a chip clip over my nose. Okay. And like, Brandon, clean that up.
Like, he's 5.
Literally, guys. The worst sister. I'm also terrified of throw ups. So gross.
Are you also scared of throwing up?
Yes.
Because not me.
Oh, really?
If I'm sick, I'm like, I'm going to be making myself throw up.
Oh, I'm
so
not
I
that
can
way.
Just get it over with. I will say, like, throw up. If I see someone throw up, I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. If I can smell the throw up, I'm probably gagging. But cleaning up my kids' throw up,
that's what I was
going to
ask you. Doesn't bother me either, surprisingly.
Nope.
Yeah, it's weird when it's your own.
Their snot grosses me out more than anything else.
Yeah, snot, number one on my fear list. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Next one is heights, which, yeah, like I said. But I've heard, like I said. I think, I can't remember like which. What
like at what point?
Yes, like how many feet it has to be or whatever. But at like some point, you are technically not afraid of heights; you are afraid of falling.
Anyway. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Anyway,
are you scared of heights or falling?
Both. Yeah. So hate it.
I'm not. I think they're so fun. Like I would love to go like skydive and.
Oh, not me.
I don't. No. I wouldn't bungee jump just because I'm afraid of my neck snapping or my back snapping or. Anything snapping,
instant
the bungee snapping.
Yeah.
But other heights I'll do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This next one. Underwater creatures.
Yeah.
Is there anything more terrifying?
No. I think underwater creatures, I think part of the reason why it's so terrifying is because it's like, you can't run. You're going to run out of oxygen. They're going to like either eat you or drag you to your doom.
If I'm scrolling on Facebook and like a random video pops up of like new creature discovered like in the ocean, I'm like immediately shutting my phone down and like hiding in my bed. I don't want to think about that existing on planet Earth.
Yeah.
No.
And you know, like, of course we all know, it's like how much percent of the ocean has been discovered? Like
I hate it.
1% or something? I don't
Can't
even know.
Think about it.
It's like not very high percent. So I'm like, you know, that there is so much more than, you know.
I choose to, like, not believe that that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Vince would say, though, like, if I had a random fear of, like, anything, it would be, like, so, for instance, when Vince and I were on our honeymoon, he thought it'd be really funny when we were renting jet skis to, like, whip me off into the ocean. Okay. He thought it was so funny. And I immediately started freaking out. Like, what about sharks? What about sharks? And Vince is like, do you really think there's a shark waiting for you with its mouth open the second you fall in the water?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, yeah.
I think it's a possibility.
I do. And anytime I see paddle boarders and then I see videos of paddle boarders being surrounded by sharks or surrounded by like orcas, I'm like, yeah. But it's weird because I actually will go swim in the ocean and I will go like paddle board and stuff. But like the second I'm past the waves and the water is still, that is when I'm like, uh-uh. The waves don't bother me. Like going and playing, going and snorkeling in a controlled environment, I'm fine. Uh-uh. But the still ocean water, just knowing at any moment a shark could come up and eat me, that is scary to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince deserves prison time.
But I also like, one. When I was in high school, there was like a pod of dolphins off.
No.
And I went and swam out to them.
Not cute. Not adorable. I have swam with dolphins. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yeah. cute. Again, I just think it's like the unpredictability and like just not a fun way to die.
No, not fun.
Yeah. But are you scared of like little fish? Like a little fish?
Yeah. Don't touch me.
So don't. You don't want to go get one of those pedicures where the little fish eat your dead skin off?
No. 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 Don't even mention that. That's also on my phobia list. Hate that. Fish nibbling at my feet. No.
So funny.
Okay, next one. Bees. It's so scary. I hate a bee.
Yeah.
Hate a bee.
I have a bee tattooed on me.
I know. So. Like, and the thing is, so cute. Like the symbolism. Yeah. Like yeah. a picture. So cute.
Yeah.
Don't fly in my face.
Yeah.
Don't fly around me.
Don't sting me.
Don't sting me. You know, the only times I've ever been stung by a bee was me stepping on a bee.
Yeah.
And me sitting on a bee in my butt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I also have only been stung via step. I've stepped on 3 bees in my lifetime. Yeah. And yeah, that's the only, it's very interesting. I mean, because bees don't, like, they don't actually want to sting you. What I'm scared of is wasps.
Okay.
Those.
Yeah.
Because they can bite you and still live on.
I know. They're evil.
They're evil.
Evil.
Yeah. Kale got bit by a wasp on our hike last week or the week before. And it was, I wanted to murder.
Also, all did you wasps. Know flies can bite?
Stop.
Flies were biting me the other day.
Stop.
No, I'm sitting outside.
Like your normal, like, household fly.
Yeah. I'm sitting.
Stop.
I'm not kidding. I'm sitting outside with my neighbor. I feel like it's like a little like stinging. Like, I don't even know. I look down at my leg. There's a freaking fly on my leg. And I was like, what happened again? And me Googling so fast. Do flies bite? Yeah, they can.
What?
Disgusting.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't like that.
And what am I doing to you?
Yeah.
Like, you
what
know.
What are you eating?
Literally. Yeah.
Ew.
It's gross.
Disgusting.
Gross. Okay. Swimming in any water other than pools, so valid.
Yeah.
Open water, yes. Tumbleweeds. Oh my gosh. Do you remember the tumbleweed apocalypse? I've been scared of them ever since.
And this person does live out in Eagle Mountain, so.
Okay. Yeah. Once you've been like trapped in your home and your neighborhood because of tumbleweeds, yeah. Scary. Scary.
Oh my
and they
gosh.
Hurt. Okay, this the okay feet spelled F-E-A-T. I'm dying, Haley.
Typo.
Anyway, feet.
It's definitely the human feet. That was a typo.
I am not scared of feet, not whatsoever. This is like the first one that I can't agree with. I know a lot of people like hate feet and like they think they're really gross, but like I was like, I mean, I'm still an esthetician, but I did like facials for a long time where like a foot massage was incorporated. And I'm like totally down to give a foot massage. Like, love it. Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think feet are only doesn't gross if they're gross feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Cancer. Yep. Yeah. A daily thought of mine. Daily. Yeah.
I've never thought like, oh, maybe I have cancer.
A daily thought, yeah. Like, multiple times a day. Mushrooms, why?
Okay, the only thing I will say is, why? But I will say, when they were growing in my backyard this year, I was a little, like, icked out. Like, it wasn't, like, a phobia or fear.
Yeah, there's a difference between being, like, okay, that's gross, and being,
But I was like,
terrified.
Oh, my gosh, if my kids touch those, are they going to get, like, warts or something? Like, ew, like, what are these doing? So, I don't know. But I love mushrooms. Like, to eat them.
I do not.
Yeah, of course you don't. You don't even like condiments.
Yeah, I'm not a mushroom girl, but they don't scare me.
Yeah. My kids love mushrooms.
Oh, really? Good. Yeah. That's nice.
I'll eat them.
Yeah, couldn't be mine.
Yeah.
Snakes. I check for them in my bed, my toilet, my car vents, literally everywhere. And this is really valid. Like, I wouldn't say snakes are on my mind, but like the thought of a spider hiding under my toilet seat mm-hmm. goes through my brain at least like once a week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, am I going to sit down on this toilet and like there'll be like a tarantula
yeah.
like, underneath?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I do think about stuff like hiding in my toilet. It's so scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't like, I'm not super, super scared of snakes, but I don't love them.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mass shootings. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't scary. Even think that's irrational at all of a fear, like, or a phobia. I think that's just like a sad reality.
Yeah.
That, yeah, you either could be a part of one or like know someone who is. Yeah. I feel like for me, it's more like when I'm grocery shopping with my kids, I have a fear of a shooter like coming in the grocery store. Like, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, anytime after. I walk through the Costco produce in the produce room,
yeah,
for whatever reason, it's like triggering for me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. After that episode of Desperate Housewives in the grocery store with Lynette. So scary.
Oh my gosh. I love that show so much.
Yeah. Did I just unlock a memory? Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then last one on the phobia list is deep ocean, which like, yeah, we've covered 9,000 times. Yeah. And yeah, so scary. Yeah. So valid.
So scary. But I kind of want to see one of those fish that have the little light bulb on them.
Are you kidding me? That's the scariest cool. part of Finding Nemo. I hate that. I hate that, Haley. Why?
What's
wrong with you? Go to the aquarium. Like, what's wrong with you? Ew, also, the aquarium's kind of scary. I get so scared that the tanks are going to like break and like shatter.
Yeah, and then what?
And then there's just gonna be
fish everywhere.
Yeah, no. You will not catch me walking under the shark tank. It's gonna really? Be a hell no. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Or like me rushing through? Yeah.
Quick. I feel like we stand in there for like 10 minutes.
No.
That is so funny.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Not taking my chances. Not gonna be me on the news.
Yeah. Shark tank breaks and
Chelsea woman. Escaped.
Woman runs and leaves her 4-year-old daughter.
Whatever it takes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Shall I read the fears?
Yeah, read the irrational okay. fears.
These are your irrational fears. Falling forward and breaking my teeth.
Ugh. The teeth is the most yeah. valid. Yeah. I can't even believe this hadn't made any of my lists.
Yeah.
When I read this, I was like, how did this slip my mind? I think about my teeth. And my kids' teeth
mm-hmm.
5 million times a day.
Yeah. I don't think about this with myself necessarily, but with my kids, yes.
Yeah.
Very scary. Someone breaking into my house.
Yep. Yeah. I think every woman every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So scary.
Yeah. Would be Vince's dream. Vince would love if someone broke into our house.
David would also
love. So he could take him down.
Yeah.
He would love that. That'd be more of an adventure. He's like asking for it.
An experience. Yeah.
Poultry, chicken, geese, and ducks.
Ew, geese. Okay.
This made me LOL because on my sister's birthday,
dang.
We went and like fed the ducks at a pond bread.
Uh-huh.
And then the massive geese kept coming closer. And closer. And they
you?
Were chasing us.
They're mean.
They were chasing us away. Like I was picking up my children, running for my life.
Yeah.
We'll never be feeding the birds ever again.
Hell no.
So scary.
Hell no. I would never put my kids in danger like that. You psychos. Like
horrible mother.
They are mean.
Yeah, like, they are.
I mean, this is obviously falling into the bird category.
Yeah.
Like terrifying.
Disgusting.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, this is very valid. Bees, hornets, and yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I knew someone growing up who a yellow jacket got in their car and he was on the highway and he was stung like 30 times.
No.
And he just had to keep driving. Yeah.
Oh.
I think he said there was like construction on the shoulder or something and like he had to keep driving until the next like exit and it stung him like 30 times. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, not me having a story for every one of these.
Same.
Dark water, yeah. Which ooh, that
no.
is that even a swimming pool. It's a little creepy, like terrifying. Jumping into a dark swimming
yeah,
pool.
It's like you're just asking to be in a scream film. Like
yes.
So scary.
Yeah. So scary. Boats. I'm not scared of boats. Yeah. I think boats are so fun.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what kind of boat? I don't know.
Any.
Yeah.
Natural disasters.
Oh my gosh, also runs through my head all the time.
Yeah, I don't think about it. I'm just kind of like, if you're fucked, you're fucked. Like,
I think about it all the time.
I don't think about it ever.
That's so nice, Haley. It must be so nice to like.
I'm just like, living guys, if there's an earthquake big enough that's going to take us all out, then it's going to take us all out.
No.
Like, all right, that shall be the end. What are we going to do?
I don't know, but.
I will say, though, I live in a place where there's not as many. So, like, I think if I lived, like, in a place where there was a lot of hurricanes or tornadoes,
yeah,
like, that would worry me.
Yeah,
but
me too.
The earthquake thing, it's kind of like, eh. I will say, though, when we had that earthquake during COVID, that did rattle me, but I was a pregnant woman, so. Okay, the fear of smelling bad, it's borderline OCD.
I mean, yeah, I feel like no one wants to smell bad.
Yeah, but it's like, but like this person is like, yeah. they're worried.
Yeah.
They're worrying. You poor thing. Well, I've never thought you smelled bad, just for the record, so.
Yeah, just get some good deodorant. Be good.
Yeah. And then falling down a mountain to my death while hiking.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, even, like, yeah, if I'm hiking, thinking about it. If I'm driving in the canyon and it's just, like, an open edge, like, I'm thinking about flying off.
Yeah, your car just... going overboard.
Yes, like, why don't they have more safety measures in canyons?
I
like,
know
it's they really crazy. Just be trusting people out there.
They do.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
tipping over in a bus.
Oh my gosh.
This one made me laugh.
Or like
so
a
hard.
Bus tipping over on you. Honestly, my life flashes before my eyes every time. What?
Bus tipping over on you.
No, I was gonna say my life flashes before my eyes every time I pass a semi truck, like in a car. Like this is scary.
Oh, I have thought about getting like trapped under a semi, like when you're driving like a smaller car.
My gosh.
Because you hear about that sometimes.
A death wish to drive by a semi, honestly.
Truly.
The next just one slow is... down, just let it
yeah,
just let it go a little, like 20 feet forward.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
The next one is porta potties. Yeah, I mean, they're just disgusting.
You couldn't pay me. I will be getting all the UTIs in the world before I step into a porta potty.
What if it's the only option?
I will be taking a shit on the side of the road. No, there will
oh,
be.
Just wait
no
till you have
potties.
To take your. I hate when people say that. But like when you have to take your kid into one.
No. Because here's the scary thing about a porta potty. What if there is a person in hiding in, waiting to drag you down
into the poop?
Yeah.
What are they gonna do?
I don't know what's down there. I don't want to know, and I don't want the possibility.
It's disgusting okay? on so many levels.
So no.
Okay, we've talked about this one, but sharks.
Yeah, scary.
Flying over water.
Oh, wow. You just have to, like, zone out. You just have to pretend. Oh, my gosh. Flying in planes in general.
This
you
will
just have
send
to pretend
you.
You're out there.
This will send you. When Bailey and I, my friend, mm-hmm. were flying home from Chicago...
I'm scared.
We were just about to touch down at Provo Airport. Okay. When you are flying into Provo Airport, you go over the water onto the landing strip. Okay.
Like Utah Lake?
Utah Lake.
Yeah.
Okay. We are just about to touch down. And all of a sudden, the plane shoots straight back up into the air.
Okay.
Like the wheels dropped. Okay. And then we're going straight back up into the air. And all we're doing is circling the lake for like,
why?
I don't know how long. And I, in my head, was like, are we being hijacked? Like, yeah. Are we being hijacked? I guess
anyone's
what it was the pilot was probably newer and like okay. just the landing wasn't going to go smooth. So he wanted to go to, I guess there's a landing strip on like the opposite side.
Me hearing that the pilot is newer is a fear.
Yeah, and there's actually been like a lot of people that have died in like small plane crashes, like over Utah Lake.
Oh, over Utah Lake.
Yeah, just recent, like this last week, there was one. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, the commercial planes are obviously a lot safer. But I mean, yeah, when we were just circling Utah Lake, I was scared. Like, yeah. I was like, why are we just circling water? Like, we're about to go down.
Haley.
And my sister works for Provo Airport and mm-hmm. works for an airline. And she's like, we are constantly thinking about water evacuations because really? This is unsafe.
Yeah. I could never be an airline stewardess. Never.
Oh, I think it would be so fun, but my ears couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I have really bad ears. Like, the pressure doesn't equalize for, like, weeks after I get off an airplane, so could not work. Outer space.
I mean, obviously.
I don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't care about
it. We are literally floating on a rock.
Yeah, and if we die, we die.
What if there's, like... Okay, anyway, I'm too crazy, but like, what if there's like a...
No, I think it's a legit fear that people have.
What if there's like a major space monster that just like swallows us one day?
Sayonara. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Haley. But like, just like, what if?
I have so many conspiracies about outer space too that I'm just kind of like... Stop. I'm probably
you, more... You're a flat earther. Like what?
No. What's going on? I don't know. We'll have to do a conspiracies episode. We'll that would be have fun.
To. Yeah, we need yeah. to.
Okay, spiders living under the toilet seat. There you go, Chelsea validated right
who
there.
Who wrote this?
Spiders living under the toilet
who's
seat.
Who's my spirit animal? Who wrote that? Who wrote that?
Validation straight away. I think it was one of my friends. Yeah.
You need to look that up.
Yeah.
And send me their number because yeah. we're talking. We're becoming besties.
Yeah, I think it was one of my... Mike old coworkers.
Okay, love her.
And him, then whatever. Her toes getting cut off.
Ew. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I need to know, like,
how can you even walk?
Is this by like accident or is this by like someone brutally like
yeah
cutting your toes off?
Yeah,
need to know. I have some follow-up questions.
Hate it either way.
Oh, also I'm pretty sure she also submitted this one. Hand being stuck in a garbage disposal. So you two are kindred spirits.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one that I said had been submitted. Yeah. That one is scary. Yeah, garbage disposals, man. So scary.
Scary.
Hate it.
Falling either forwards or backwards on an escalator.
Oh, hell no. Honestly, I freaking hate escalators. I really? Step on those and I'm like the person like hopping off, like so scared I'm going to get like sucked in. Like it's
you're
so
like
scary.
Vivi.
Yeah, I am like a toddler. Like it is so, I don't like them.
That's so funny. And then falling down the stairs holding my child.
Oh my gosh.
Actually just falling in general while holding your child. Yeah. Like tripping and falling, like especially when you have a newborn.
Yeah.
That has been an intrusive thought of mine for
me
sure.
Too. Yeah. I've yes. actually
scary.
I've never done it. I did fall down the stairs after I had Rowan. That was the last time I fell
but
down.
But it was
the stairs.
Just you.
It was just me. Yeah.
I fell
and
down the stairs.
My dumb
when
ass
I was
wearing socks. Oh my God. Gosh, I forgot you fell down the stairs while you were pregnant with Kale.
Yeah, because
and
freaking
that,
Vince.
And you were so pregnant.
Yes.
And that was so violent.
I was 38 weeks pregnant.
Yes.
No, 39. It was a week. Wait, how? Yeah, I was 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Freaking Vince, I told him, pick up your military bag, put it in the basement. And he didn't for days and days. So you know what I did? My 39 week pregnant self. Tried taking that bag, which was like, I don't know, it wasn't like so heavy, but probably like
they're
40
like
or 50
pounds. Yeah, they're
and I'm
heavy.
Carrying it down my steep ass basement stairs. And yeah, I took a tumble with that on my back.
Yeah.
Not great. Had to go to freaking labor and delivery and get checked out. I was fine.
And everything
then.
Was fine.
Everything was like, fine, yeah.
That was so crazy.
Yeah.
You had some crazy things happen during your
pregnancy
with Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. Wacko. Okay. Someone breaking into my house while my husband is gone and hurting my family. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, does any woman sleep when their husband's gone?
I sleep like a baby, but
I don't know how.
I feel very protected. I have a dog. I'm not going to say all the things I have, actually, because that would be stupid. But I feel very protected in my house. It's not something I fear.
Yeah.
And I just, like, don't listen or watch scary things.
I can't either.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do, but I will, like, either during the day or if I'm, like, not... If I'm having a lot of anxiety, then I, like,
yeah.
just won't.
Yeah.
Okay. Being kidnapped out a window, Elizabeth Smart era.
Yeah.
Honestly, all you Utah kids who grew up during Elizabeth Smart era, mm-hmm. I would be terrified. Even Vince has said, like, oh, I remember when that happened. And he was like, I was, like, a little scared. Like,
you know, David is related to Elizabeth Smart.
What?
Well, okay. I don't think David is blood related to Elizabeth Smart. I think his cousin is cousins with Elizabeth Smart. Anyway, he has, like, a close relation to the Smart family.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I remember. I vividly, like, remember all of that. And I remember her being found. And, yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I, like, didn't hear about it until, you know, years later. Because I feel like if you didn't grow up here, like, you know what I mean? Like, my parents weren't going to just, like, tell me that, you know? Uh-huh. But you know what? That reminds me, because of the whole Elizabeth Smart thing. And it was, like, the guy doing, like, work on their house, whatever. One of my fears is someone coming to my door and, like, claiming to be, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, really just they're an axe murderer.
I don't answer my door.
No. And I don't either now. I don't either.
Number one fear, answering my door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do it.
Yeah. Number one fear. I love it.
Literally, the doorbell rings. My TV's off. I'm, like, hiding my children in the bathroom.
Vivi will be like, I'll go answer it. Like, Vivi, like, will literally walk right over there. Like, she doesn't freaking care.
Literally. Like, it's, like, kicking your children. Bad
guy. Yeah. Literally. Like, it's going to be a package, Mom.
It's Amazon.
Shut up. Okay, my Achilles heel being sliced and not being able to run away. This disgusting. One's so specific. I die. So specific. I mean, but I mean valid.
I mean, it's just very, very horror movie-esque.
Yeah, valid.
But that would be terrifying. Like, would be. I don't think about it, but, like, ew.
Yeah.
Can you not run if your Achilles heel is sliced? Like, you would be, like,
broken? I guess not. I mean, that's what this person's insinuating, and I'm assuming they've done their research on that, because I've never thought about it. But
I just don't know enough, but,
that is scary. And now I'm kind of, like,
I mean,
hey,
I can barely walk
know.
After I stub my toe, so, I'm sure if my Achilles heel was sliced, I would be, like, in a coma.
Like, dying.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, last one. Alligators and crocodiles IDKY, they're so scary to me.
So scary. Ew. You know what I hate about them? You're, like, at the zoo, right? And they're just, like, sitting there, and they look fake.
Yeah, they don't even look real.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, it was so fun going out on, like, an airboat tour in Florida.
Okay.
And, like, being so close to them, it, like, rocked our boat. It, like, tail, like, smacked the side of our boat.
Is this your idea of fun?
Because we got too close. It was, like, trying to mate with its, like, girlfriend. And we got too close, and it literally, like, shook our boat with its tail. It was massive. I think he said it was, like, 13 feet or something crazy.
Yeah, crocodile mating. It was fun. Not cute.
But I will say what I don't like about them is the fact that I could be in the water and be like, I just need to get to the shore, and then I'll be safe. No, that thing gets out of the water with you. Like, that is the scary thing for me, like, just that it's, like, both in and out of water.
Have you seen how wide their mouths open?
I know.
It, like,
it's gonna gobble you right up.
It, yeah. No. Have you seen them, like, fight with tigers? Like,
I know.
It
crazy.
Is no.
Yeah.
Like, but the more in depth we get about them, the scarier they become.
It's the worst it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. You know, actually, what is, like, one of the most dangerous animals on earth?
What?
Is a hippopotamus.
Oh, I did know that.
They're, like,
they
so
have, like,
aggressive.
One of the strongest jaws, too.
Yeah. And they're, like, angry and aggressive.
So terrifying. Yeah. And also in water and out of water.
Yeah. Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Phobias, hippopotamus.
That's an irrational fear of yours now, since we live in Utah.
Yeah, when will I ever come in contact? Never.
Yeah. Well, that wraps it up. Those were good.
Those were really good. That was so fun.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love to hear other people's intrusive thoughts and fears, because it makes you feel a little, like, less crazy.
Yeah, a little less crazy.
We all have them.
Yeah. No, it's good. I love it. Obviously, that was fun for me, because I relate with everything. So
just like, yep.
Yep, I relate with everything except feet.
Yeah, feet aren't too bad.
They're okay. We can keep them around. But yeah, thank you guys so much for your submissions. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. Go ahead and follow us on TikTok. We're at 2blondes1pod over there. give us a rate and review on the podcast. Just do it. Just give us a rate and review. 5 stars. Write us a comment if you love us. And we will be back next week with another spooky episode for October. I don't know what we're doing yet. I can't remember, but we'll be back. We love you. We hope you have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.